It's Lissa and I'm talking to Chris Barker, one of the green-fingered gardening duo behind New Mills School and Sixth Form Garden. Well, Chris, recently we were speaking about the New Mills School Garden that's opening as part of the National Garden Scheme, but you're also designing a garden at RHS Tatton in July. That's super exciting. Tell us how the school's got involved in the Tatton show.
The school's involved in the Tatton show for the second time. I did a garden 2 years ago following a visit to RHS Tatton where I saw all of the gardens and I decided that I'd love to do one with the students. And it was the year that I actually retired. So in the September, I said to the new head, Mrs. Debbie McGloyne, could I actually do a garden with the students? And she said yes. So we've carried on. So this year I applied again and we've been very successful. So we're going in July.
And what's the theme? I understand there's an unusual theme.
The theme is Wild About Wildlife. And this year we were given the character of Badrang the Stoat, the leading character in the book Martin the Warrior, which is the sixth in the Red War series by Brian Jakes.
And I haven't read any of these books, so just describe, how are you interpreting the book in the garden?
Having read the book, the evil stoat Badrang is very much an evil predator who actually traumatises the life of animals like mice and squirrels, who he uses to build his fortress, which he lives in. And then, of course, he captures the other animals to work as slaves. And Martin the Warrior is his adversary, who he captures at the beginning. And he eventually, of course, comes back to kill him. And the garden, of course, is his front garden. So it's very much interpreted in the sense of making sure that all the animals are captivated in some way. So there are eight design beds, which are all different. There's a pond, which obviously he has animals to fish because he feeds on those. They're animals which are anthropomorphized.
Gosh, it sounds like it's going to be a massive challenge for you. When will it be? How long does it take to design? And what are the stages? When is it ready?
The design is actually ready, which the students started in January. They presented it to the RHS in March. And now, of course, we're just designing all the flowers that need to go into it and the many vegetables and things. So, in fact, it is ongoing all the way through because they have to grow on their plants at least twice and they have to grow 50% of them.
Well, last time we spoke, I was chastised for denigrating gardening. And you were mentioning after we spoke that one of your students actually went on and won RHS Young Gardener of the Year. That's incredible. Can you tell us about him?
Yes, Tom Galligan, who's now at university, won the RHS Young Gardener of the Year. He'd been gardening with us for 5 years and was helped to inaugurate Peat Plants, which obviously is Craig's entrepreneurial garden. So he designed the website and everything. So he was quite an academic student.
So that's Craig Pickering, the other half of the design team.
Groundsman at New Mills School.
It's not just gardening. It combines academic skills, commercial skills. It bundles everything up. It's a real amazing learning experience.
It is. You know, and that's the idea behind it. You know, I just don't want to see students to see it as gardening. I think they need to see it as a career and quite aspirational.
Well, I've stood corrected. And if anybody wants to go and see the garden at RHS Tatton, how can they get tickets?
Well, they can apply for tickets from the RHS through their website.
Brilliant. That's lovely. Well, thank you very much for coming in and taking the time to talk to us. And best of luck with the garden.
Thank you.